It goes without saying that we put up photos of the people we love and miss. The connection is so deep, deeper than the physical and contact, so much deeper than on the plane of talk. It is in the fullness of spirit, the capillary system, the ether of breath and memories. It goes without saying that we play our holy music, hymns, kirtans, klezmer, aritha, or listen to a wind chime, breezes made visible. Then, drum roll, we pick up the phone or log on to Zoom, and by prearrangement on Kwanzaa, New Year's Eve, as Shabbat starts or the solstice, we reach out. We say, hey, you, are you used to bring our best selves to weddings and funerals? We bring them now to what we can still attend by phone or by walks in the neighborhood, masked and waving. Whatever the realm, there can be a sense of direct transmission. Life has taken away some of the barbed wire of our emotional difficulties. Yay! And we appreciate what is left. We make eye contact with each other, and this allows us to cry together, our eyes aligned. This is a lot of intimacy. I have my body where I live, the place of function, pleasure, pain, rest. I offer myself what I would offer a stranger, a hot bath, a plum, kind words. The meaning of this pandemic is that we are all vulnerable and connected. We are in this together, spanning the globe, Buddhists, Jews, Muslims, Hindus, pagans, Christians, atheists. There is so much bigger than the virus, because love and caring are bigger than anything, even or especially suffering. Even when we are lonely, hollow, heartbroken, or angry, we can slip through these gaps into what we have always longed for, presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, not presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S. And that will sustain us. Let us rejoice and be fed until we can be together again.